Last evening, we presented an overview of the Rambam. Perhaps we'll just review the salient points and tonight attempt to flesh it out a bit more. We refer to two Rambams, one that's found on page number 6 and one that's found on page number 7 of the Maran Mekomos. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah presents a very famous position of his, that someone who makes a decision, he wants to engage in the study of Torah intensively, but he doesn't plan on working, and he hopes to be sustained. The Rambam says, V'hispanis min hatznoka. The Rambam then condemns that kind of practice, and under a rather strong litany of isurim that the Rambam hurls at the individual, he's guilty of chilul Hashem, b'zayin haTorah, and he, in effect, is going to cause himself, chas v'shalom, to lose his olam haba, v'fi she'osa lehanas v'direi Torah b'olam hazeh. And the Rambam primarily relies on, as we pointed out as well last night when we read the Rambam, his Pirush HaMishnayos of Avos, on the sugya nedarim with Abtarfon, that one is not permitted to use the Torah as a kardom, lachbar bohen. That's in Halacha Yud. And then in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam then speaks of the virtues of someone who works for a living. Misha Mispanis v'maisa yodav, the Rambam calls it Maila Gedola, and Midas Chasidim HaRishonim. And one will be zoche to all types of kavod as a result of that. So it would seem that the Kesef Mishneh, as we indicated already, in Halacha Yud, the Kesef Mishneh, essentially, to a certain extent, presides us with a precy of the Rambam in his Perush on Avos. Well, there the Rambam lists many, many Gdoli Tanoim Amaroyim who were, in effect, working for a living, each one eking out a meager sustenance, which they felt was sufficient to sustain themselves. And that was the ideal that the Rambam obviously is articulating. But the Kesef Mishneh himself comes to the Maskana that the Chachma Yisrael b'meshach kol ha-doros were noig litol scharam and atzibur. They were compensated for the learning they did, for the teaching of Torah that they did, based on the pasuk, the sugya gittin, and elsewhere, eis lasos Hashem efer Torah secha. Because of the quandary that we're in, we want to make sure that the Torah and its netzach will be sustained, will be maintained, and in order to do so, we must provide these individuals with some sort of panosa. We mentioned as well, yesterday, the Ramon, Yerodea, and Simon Reish Men Vav, also found here. And the Shach, and the Taz, and the Marshal, many assume that we don't have to be Choshesh for the Shita Sarambam, assuming that a person doesn't have the wherewithal to be Mispanis in Maisi Yodam, and he wants to learn Torah, and that's the Minog, B'meshach, Kol HaDoros HaAchronim. But the difficulty with the Rambam that we posed was the following, that even assuming where the Rambam underscores the Isur that's involved over here and the Isurim that the Rambam lists that we mentioned, Chilul Hashem, Bizayin HaTorah, but how do you explain the juxtaposition of these two dinim? That's in Halacha Yud, and in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam speaks of the Maila Gedola of someone who is sustained by his own work, Midas Chasidim HaRishonim, and it would seem that according to the Rambam, that's a Midas Chasidus. And yet, in Halacha Yud, the Rambam would seemingly indicate that this is an obligation. It's a chiyuv. One is not permitted to go ahead and be sustained by the Torah. So almost as if there's a stira minei ubei, there's a contradiction between two halachas that are juxtaposed one to the other. And we answered the stira. We resolved it. Lefi anius daiti, it's a correct resolution. Namely, the Rambam, when he speaks in Halacha Yud, about kol ha'meisim alibo she'asak b'torah v'lo yasim melacha, that he's guilty of all the litany of averus that we spoke about, that applies specifically to a great Talmud Chacham. That a great Talmud Chacham is someone who aspires to be at the highest of levels of limud haTorah, so he has to be exceptionally careful regarding chilul Hashem, regarding his deportment. And we refer to the Gemara in Yuma and that Pevov, where the Gemara defines chilul Hashem. The Gemara gives a number of examples. Rabbi Yochanan indicated that if he were to go Dalai Lamas without Torah, without Tefillin, and we know that's a practice of many Talmidei Chacham Bizman Chazal, certainly even Bizmanenu Anu, there are some great Gedolei Yisrael who wear talis and tefillin kol hayom. I'm zeicha to have a bit of a connection with Hagoyin Rav Avigdor Levinson Shlita, who wears talis and tefillin kol hayom, and Hagoyin Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg also wore talis and tefillin kol hayom, and there are a few others that are not so well known, also following this particular practice. So great Talmidei Chachamim have to be exceptionally concerned about any kind of Chilul Hashem. A Gavra Rabba that people can actually look at, and they are models for all of Klal Yisrael. They have to be exceptionally, extraordinarily careful and circumspect, not to be Mechal Shem Shamayim. The Gemara gives the other example of Rav. If Rav were to buy on credit, that would also be something that would be viewed as something which is inappropriate. So therefore, the solution, or if you will, the thesis that is being presented over here is the following, that Halacha Yud applies to great Talmidei Chachamim, that they are extraordinarily careful not to be Mechal Shem Shamayim. And the Rambam, in the next Halacha, in Halacha Yud Aleph, where he speaks about the Maila of working, that applies to most of us. It applies to individuals who are, shall we say, not of that stature that the Rambam spoke about in Halacha Yud. And therefore, that is the resolution, I believe, of these two halachas juxtaposed one to the other, and there's no stira, there's no contradiction. And I think the language of the Rambam is meduk, and I'm going to discuss this now a bit further. I want to refer you, number one, to page 25. In page 25, the Rambam actually, in his Agdama, to Pirsha Mishnayis of Avos. Yesterday we read the Rambam in his position where he discusses this particular area of Talmud Torah in Pirush HaMishnayos of Avos and Melacha. But now if you look on page number 25, the Rambam in his introduction to Pirkei Avos, so there's another very significant and very fascinating Rambam, but more or less he tells you what the intention he has when he wrote his Pirush on Pirkei Avos. And specifically, the Rambam, as you saw in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, refers to Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos. The one should not use the Torah as a cardinal v'achbar ba v'chulu v'chulu. So he writes over here on page number 25, Kvabiyarnu v'psichas ma'amareinu, I already explained, b'zeh achibur, Torah ha-Kabbalah e'chaysa, the Rambam presents the Masorah of Torah Shebal Peh, ve'en ha-Kabbalah azos el lefarish divri ha-chasidim v'ha-musorim levad, lezarez, liknos k'tas hamidos mehem osam she-to'altam gidela. Rambam says, what is the function of Mishnayos of Avos? Mishnayos of Avos are not presenting Piskei Halacha, are not presenting Dinim. You don't have here an expository presentation of a kind of Shulchan Aruch. That's not the function of Pirkei Avos. But what is its major function? The Rambam says to acquire character traits, to acquire areas that are self-refinement. And obviously the Toelos will be great. And here the Rambam goes on to say, we're going to be warning, Miktsas Pchisios. Rambam says sometimes a person, Rachman Litzlan, could, God forbid, stray from the path of proper Midos. So essentially what the Rambam is telling us is that Pirkei Avos, its primary function are Yesedos of Musar, and you say this of Midos. The same idea is also found in the Bar Tanura, which is not in front of you, but the first Bar Tanura in Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos has a similar kind of comment. The Bar Tanura notes that we don't find offhand, lich ora, in Chazal, tracts, namely treatises that are devoted offhand to Midos, with the exception of Pirkei Avos. There are many secular philosophers, I'm talking about Aristotle and Plato, and others actually, who penned major treatises on ethics and the like. But to a large extent, we know that unfortunately and tragically, even though they wrote such treatises, but it was more, if you will, for a kind of disembodied intellect, what the Rambam calls in Meron Nebuchim, Scholem HaNivdolim, individuals who did not necessarily translate those abstract ideas in their own personal lives. And many, many examples could be cited for this. Says the Bar Tanura, that's not what's happening over here. All the philosophers essentially were presenting their own ideas which were of their own thinking and of their own creativity. Masha Enkein, Pirkei Avos, just as Moshe kibel Torah miSinai and Masorah liYoshua, we also have a Masorah of Midos. And this Masorah of Midos is exactly what Pirkei Avos is all about. And essentially, that's what the Rambam is writing over here in his Akdama to Pirkei Avos. Something of a very similar nature. We're not presenting Piskei Halacha. It's not a Shulchan Aruch. But essentially, Hu Haya Omer, which is a very common expression in Pirkei Avos, Margala Bapume, my Rebbe, Moran Harav Soloveitcher Zatzal, once said a shir on this topic as well, and pointed out that that's exactly what Pirkei Avos is all about. Individuals who reached incredible heights, but primarily not because of their prodigious knowledge of Torah, not because they were savants, not because they were incredibly knowledgeable, they're walking encyclopedias of Torah, all that is true, but primarily and preeminently because of their self-refinement, because of their sterling character, because of their luster character traits. And anyone who's familiar with Gedolei Yisrael knows that it's exactly what exemplifies Gedolei Yisrael. Whether it's Hagoyin of Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, whether it's Hagoyin of Rav Soloveitcher Zatzal, Hagoyin of Abel Yashiv Zatzal, Hagoyin of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, when one thinks of these individuals, one is primarily absolutely enthralled by the sterling character that they presented. And that's exactly what Pirush HaMishnayos of Avos is all about. As a matter of fact, Ad Kedei Kach, when I examine more carefully the entire Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah, and one who looks at it, so one is actually astounded by the entire Perek. As a matter of fact, this halacha that we have been discussing, namely halachas, as we mentioned, Yud and Yud Aleph, Yud that speaks about great Talmidei Chachamim, they have to be extraordinarily careful about not being Mechal Hashem Shamayim, namely being sustained by tzedakah and the welfare, the coffers of the public tzibur, etc., etc. And then halacha Yud Aleph that speaks about the average person who is praised and exalted and extolled for working and having his own panasa. So the entire parak, the Rambam, fascinatingly enough, places this in what context? In the context of the Keset Torah. If you look carefully in Perek Gimel, that's what the Rambam is speaking about. The Rambam is talking about how one acquires the Keset Torah. That's in Halacha Aleph. He tells you the three Ksarim, and the Keset Torah is available for anyone in Klal Yisrael, Kol Mi Sherotze, Yovo V'Ito. And then the Rambam has a number of priorities regarding the Keset Torah. These are based on Mishnayos and Hurias and the like. And the Rambam continues to speak about someone who wants to acquire the Keset Torah. He essentially has to devote himself in a fashion which is indefatigable. He has to do it himself 24/7 without Hesech Hadas, and he doesn't expect, nor should he expect, to acquire Torah and wealth, as the Rambam himself wrote in Pirush HaMishnayos and Avos, but rather he cites the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Pas Bamelach Tochel, Umayim Bamasura Tishte, V'al Ha'aretz Tisha, V'chayitzar Tichye, Uvat Torah Ta'omel. So that, again, is a prescription the Rambam is telling us, and almost one is, can see, actually, in this entire parak, essentially, there are two kiyumim, if you will, in the midst of Talmud Torah. One, of course, is the kiyum of Yediyas HaTorah, and that's certainly very significant. One has to acquire knowledge of Torah in its length, in its breadth, from every single perspective, from every standpoint. Hagoyin Moshe Feinstein Zatzal wrote a tshuva in Igros Meisher where he indicates that every Jew is obligated to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, and I imagine that's probably the major thrust of those who learn Daf HaYomi, which is a wonderful enterprise, even if it's studied in a more bekiyas kind of way, but certainly it gives a person insight and introduction to many, many areas of the vast corpus of Torah, which is Arucha Me'eretz Midah, Arucha Me'eam, as the Pasuk says in Eo. So that's one aspect. And to be honest, that if you take a look in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, I would say even the first seven halachas are devoted to that particular area, Yediyas HaTorah, Talmud Torah. That's what the Rambam describes over there at some length. And in the second section of Perek Aleph Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam is talking about the obligation to be Kovei Eitim LaTorah. Everyone has an obligation to set aside fixed times during the day and night, as the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shlach Kadosh, Bayom Balayla, Bayisu Bayom Balayla. That's what the Rambam quotes over there in the context of Perek Aleph. He mentions that the great Chachmei Yisrael, Vachot Ve'etzim, Shua Ve'imayim, they work for a living, and they were involved in the study of Torah, And the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of not so much learning Torah. We don't ask a person, the Gemara has in Shabbos, but we ask a person after 120 years a number of questions. And one of them is not halomadata Torah, but rather hakobata itim la Torah. That's how the Rambam cites here, the mitzvah of being kove itim, of setting aside fixed times during the day that one should be involved in the study of Torah, both by day and by night. And that's the indication, the language of the Rambam is very clear. But primarily what the Rambam is focused on, when he speaks about kviyas itim, that the primary obligation of a person is lehis yagea batorah, to be kovea zmanim for yagea batorah. And again, there are many, many exemptions, someone who is elderly, someone who is weak, someone who is frail, someone doesn't have the capacity to do so. But the primary obligation, and then Rambam goes on here in Perek Gimel to discuss exactly that any single Jew and every one of us can be zoche to the keser of Torah, but the issue is not necessarily, and this is something that when I'm with Talmidim, constantly I stress this idea, not every Golub HaTorah is an Ilui. There are Gdolei Yisrael who are not Iluyim. I've met a number of them. It's true, I've met many Gdolei Yisrael who are also Iluyim, who are incredibly bright, and certainly there were child prodigies, many of them, and some of them are geniuses, but I've also met a fair number of Gdolei Yisrael. I'm not here to now tell you who's whom. That's not my function, Bichlal, Chas V'Shalom. I'm not in a position to measure that, but I know myself a number of great Rosh Yeshiva who achieved that which they achieved primarily through Yegiya Batorah. And that's what the Rambam might see in Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav, Mishin Aso Libo Lekai Mitzah Zol Karoi, one who wants to acquire the Keset Torah, cannot be Masiach Das, and he quotes the Mishin in Perek Yavos, and then he writes over there, after he mentions Pas B'Amelech Tochel, three words which are striking in the Rambam, Bahaschar Lefi Atzar. It's fascinating that the Rambam only mentions this concept with reference to Talmud Torah. Haschar lefi atzar. What about Shar mitzvahs? All mitzvahs, unquestionably, one would have thought that this particular idea should be relevant to any mitzvah, whether it's the mitzvah of lulav or mezuzah or whatever it may be. The Rambam does not have it. Only here, by Talmud Torah, does he have such a statement. And the answer is because when it comes to Talmud Torah is a function not of kishrenus. It's a function of hasmada. It's a function of the effort, the energy that one puts into it. Asalaleshi said over a number of times in the name of Rav Chaim Briska, the name of his grandfather. I assume he said it in a joking or half-joking kind of fashion, what's called B'derech Tzachus, that a Lamdin is not someone who's zochet to Yediyas HaTorah, but a Lamdin is someone who's mashkia, who invests incredible energy and effort. And we find often in the Hebrew language, in Lashon HaKodesh, the Nun implies actually Hasmoda. Namely, Avdan, someone who's a tanner, Shakran, God forbid, someone who's a liar, Gazlan, someone who's a thief, Akshan, someone who's obstreperous, who's very stubborn, V'chadome, V'chadome. So a lamdan, again with the nun at the end, is someone who is ragil in this mitzvah by virtue of not so much kishronos, of course kishronos can't hurt, but by virtue primarily of his devotion and his yigiyah b'Torah, of the amalo shel Torah. And this is certainly a very significant element. So the reason why I'm saying all this is because the Rambam in Perek Gimel, that we quoted these two halachas that I presented the thesis, which I would like to go even further and discuss a bit further in a few moments. So that entire Rambam is essentially giving us different etzes. We're being given different pieces of advice. And among the pieces of advice the Rambam is giving us, that a great Talmud Chacham has to be exceptionally careful not to be Mechal Shem Shamayim, not to, anyone should never accuse him of any kind of Bizoin HaTorah. He has to be aware of the Gemara in Yuma Da Pevov of be Mechal Shem Shamayim. Therefore, he should not be Mispanis Menat Stoka from the public coffers. Mashenkin, Halacha Yidalef, again, the Rambam is telling you Midas Chassidus and a Maila. So one could argue, and as I said, the Rambam, when he laid out a rather lengthy essay in Pirush HaMishnayos of Avos and very strongly espoused a certain position, Lav Davka, the Rambam is telling us a din, as he writes in the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos. And that's how Soloveitchik understood as well, Pirkei Avos, that the great Tanoim and Amoraim were role models, and we have to actually essentially try our best to emulate these role models. Matter of fact, the entire Pirkei Avos, Soloveitchik thought, is based on the Sugin Brochus. If one is Mishamish, a Talmud Chacham, And today it's very difficult to actually fulfill that dictum of being Meshamish Tamid HaChachamim. There's a fascinating comment in the Rambam's Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, which is based also on Divrei Chazal. The Rambam indicates there were three people who received the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Elazar, Pinchas, and Yoshua. So why was Yoshua Zochet to become the manig, the successor to Moshe Rabbeinu, Isha Sheruachbo, the Pasuk in Pinchas? And the Rambam says, because Yoshua, it's clear, the Yoshua Shu Talmido Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rambam, Masa Torah Shebalpeh V'tzivo Oleh. He was the Talmud who was Meshamish his Rebbe more than Elazar and Pinchas. And there's a Chazal that tell us that Elazar and Pinchas, Yosem Mimulachim, Mi Yoshua Benun, they were sharper intellectually. Their acuity was higher, was greater than that of Yoshua Benun. So why was he Zochet to be the Manig? Because the Pasuk says, Yoshua Benun Nar Lo Yomish Mitecha El. The Medrash Rabbah writes in Pinchas, Notes are Te'ena Yochel Pirya. Yeshua was the one who set up the Saf Solomon, the Beis HaMedrash. He prepared the Beis Medrash for the Shia Moshe Rabbeinu, Parach Es HaMachzalos, V'chulo V'chulo. And because of that Shimosh, he became the Manig after Moshe Rabbeinu. So that element of someone who is Yogea Batorah, and that's exactly what all the Mishnais and Pirkei Avos are all about. Ad Kedei Kach, where I would even suggest the Gemara in Brachas, the famous Gemara in Daf Ches, where the Gemara discusses Hizor b'zokin sheshochach talmudo machmas einsei, that if God forbid a zokin, an elderly person, forgets his learning because of different extenuating circumstances, which is not to be held responsible. So the Gemara says you still have to be mechabit him luchos v'shivay luchos munoches ba'isa aram. And you know, Soloveitchik, in the shiurim that I heard from him, he said the following, that there are two elements of kedusha in the luchos. Tzvei dinim. One is a kedushas haguf, because the Aron was among the Klei HaMikdash, has a din of a klisharis, klal nogea bo yigdash. Klisharis has an inherent kedushas haguf. And secondly, an Aron also has kedushas sevatera. I've already mentioned a number of times that during this corona period, many people ask me about laying outside and taking a sevatera outside the shul, and I indicated that the primary issue, to my mind, is the Rambam in Hilchas Sefer Torah in Perek Yud, where the Rambam speaks about a mitzvah liyachid the Sefer Torah makom ulechabe oisa hamakom. I think he says there ulahadro yesemidai. That's how one should treat a Sefer Torah, with the ultimate hidur. And the Rambam says dvarim shebeluchas habris hein hein shebechol sefer v'sefer. This Rambam is quoted by the Mechaber by Rabbi Sivkar in Yerodea. So you see from the Rambam, the halacha be mechab sefer Torah is learned that from the luchos that were placed in the Aron HaKodesh. And the Rambam indicates the dvarim shebeluchos, hein hein hadvarim shebechol sefer. Every sefer Torah essentially is a kind of luchos habris. That's where they are. As a matter of fact, I believe that Agos Maimonides over there, if I'm not mistaken, asked the following question. He points out, he quotes from one of his rabbeim, that why don't we go ahead and why aren't we mashkid the Sefer Torah in the Aron? Why don't we simply, the Sefer Torah, we have them in a vertical kind of position. Why aren't we mashkid the Sefer Torah? We should lie them horizontally in the Aron Kodesh, the way the Luchos were presented horizontally. And he quotes Rabbi Natam in the Tshuva, that enochanami, but the fact of the matter is that the dinim of Kavod Sefer Torah, I learned that from the Luchos. And therefore, in effect, on the Luchos, you have a Kedusha of a Sefer Torah. So now what the Gemara says that Zokin Sheshocha Tamudo, or God forbid, Nishtabra Luchos, where you don't have a Chalois of a Kedusha Sefer Torah, it's like a Sefer Torah, Shechasa Bo Yiriyah Achas, that something is missing. It's lacking the Chalois Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, but still, it has a Chalois Kedusha Saguf, because the Gemara says, Du Saguf Leipaka Bechdi. Du Saguf does not simply, is not repudiated so quickly. Even Kachim Shemesu with the Chazal tell us, Yotsu Midei Mi'ilah, but there's still the Chalois Kusaguf. I think that's on the Rambam Paskins and Hilchas Me'ilah. If I'm not mistaken, that Kachim is back Shemesu, Min HaTorah Yotsu Midei Me'ilah. But the Rabbanon is still a din of Me'ilah. So what does that mean? It's not Kachi Hashem in the sense it's not Royal Akrova. You can't bring it on the Mizbeach. However, the Gabi the din, Du Saguf, even though Mesu, the Kedusha remains, the residual Kedusha is still there, the Kedusha is not Poka, there's still an Iser Achila V'Hanoah Midaraisa Midin Iser Kodesh. Matter of fact, I heard once from Rav Soloveitchik, the name of his father, Hagoyin Amir Soloveitchik Zatzal, whose yahrzeit was just the other day. And so he understood that even if it's also because of Lo Sabah B'Chor Sharecha V'Lo Sogos B'Chor Tzonecha, It only means there's a miyadam ilo which is not kachi Hashem. In other words, every ilo has to be kachi Hashem. However, all the other dinim that are totally disaguf are still chal. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that a great Talmud Chacham who achieves high levels of knowledge in Torah, primarily as a result of yigiyah, as a result of incredible effort and energy that he expends, he himself has a Gdush HaSaguf. That's the Beis Halevi's Yesod, which he writes by Richos in a number of places, in the Drashas of the Beis Halevi, in the Chuvas of the Beis Halevi, in the Beis Halevi al Torah, because Limud HaTorah sanctifies the Guf HaAdam. Someone who learns Torah, as the Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara compares Torah, Halo Kod Vara Ke'eshnu Mashem, Ma'eshim Mekabal Tumah, Divrei Torah Mekabal Tumah, and Eish, of course, fire is cathartic. It purges, it cleanses. And so too, Limud HaTorah sanctifies the Guf HaAdam. And that's exactly what the Rambam says over here when he speaks of the Gimel Ksorim, the three crowns that one can be zochet to. Obviously, Keser Kehuna to the descendants of Aaron HaKohen, Keser Malchus, descendants of David HaMelech, and the Keser Torah, Kol Haaretz Lito, Yavo Lito. There's a obviously Rav Nosson that comments as well about these three Ksorim. It mentions that Keser Kehuna, there's no way I can acquire the Keser Kehuna. When I was a young child, and on Yom Tov we used to observe Kohanim Duchening, maybe four or five times a year, I used to run away from my father and go under the Talos of the Kohen and see exactly what's happening over there. What are they engaged in? I was maybe 2 years old, 3 years old, and I used to imitate them, actually trying to imitate them. And I saw I couldn't do it, so that they told me is a sign that you're not a Kohen. That's a simon that you can't be a Kohen if you don't know how to make the windows. Windows from the days of computers. At one time, they used to have chaloines, hey avirim, as the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch. Whatever the case is, Keser Malchus, again, also, obviously, Rav Nosson says you can, all the money in the world, you won't be zeicha to Keser Malchus, but the Keser Torah, the lashon of obviously Rav Nosson, if I'm not mistaken, is Amolo Shel Torah, Kalarot Zelito Yavavito. That's what the Rambam writes over here in Perek Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah. So my point is simply that regarding Keser Kehuna and Keser Malchus, so we know what Keser means. It's a kind of diadem around the person's head, around the head of the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is Nimshach Moshe Ben Amishra. He's the Scottish Bezus Aguf, a Melech also. He has Meshicha, and the anointing of a Melech gives him also a certain kind of Kedusha, a Bezus Aguf. Shmuel HaNavi tells Shaul HaMelech, V'tzolachta Alecha Ruach Hashem, the Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, V'snabesa V'nepachta Lishacher. You are transformed, you're completely and totally. So Keser Torah means that Yidei Limud HaTorah, there's a Kedush Saguf that's Chalon the Gabra of the Talmud Chacham. A person who learns Torah is miskadish. He's sanctified. He is elevated. He is misroiming. Torah is mikadish. Torah is mizakek. Torah is mitzarev. Torah is mitaher. Salsaleha usulememeka. Ki techabkena. And that's what the Rambam actually is talking about. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, the Rambam discusses Yediyas HaTorah, Limud HaTorah, Perek Gimel. The Rambam speaks about Keser Torah that can be acquired every single Jew. Can be miskadesh as a result of limud and amolah shel Torah. And the Rambam speaks about rev chachmasa balayla, that's when the person is zeichet to the Keser Torah. So my point in all this is simply to explain and to try to underscore the fact that the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos that the Rambam cited, he's not citing dinim. The Rambam is talking about midos. And of course, among the midos that a Talmud Chacham has to acquire, is acquired through someone who devotes himself to the study of Torah. He shouldn't use the Torah as a kind of lachbar bo. A great Talmud Chacham has a great Kedusha about him, has a halo of Kedusha about him, and that halo of Kedusha has to be protected from Chas v'Shalom. It should not be in any way tainted. And the tainting, according to the Rambam, comes about if he is sustained by Kaspit Stok and the like. Now, we mentioned also, if you remember, the Rambam in Shemitah v'Yovel. So in Shemitah v'Yovel, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yigimel, I'll just read the language of the Rambam. It's found on the original Mamre Kavos on page number 10. But I'll read it for you, so if you don't mind, you can listen or you can look at the Rambam Perek Yigimel, Halacha Yigimel. There he writes, why wasn't Shevet Levi Zoche in a Nachal in Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is, Neshehuvda Labanes Hashem L'shoso. They're dedicated. They're separated to be Ovdei Hashem. They're the ones who are supposed to teach the Darkei HaTorah, Mishpatim HaTzadikim, Yoram Mishpatecha LeYakov, Bisaos LeYisrael. I already commented, I mentioned the name of Rav Soloveitchik. That's their primary function. People mistakenly think their primary function is to be Mishurim and Sharurim. That's certainly a very significant function. But the psukim in Chumash at the end of Sefer Devarim indicate that is a secondary function. First, the Torah says Yoru b'shvatecha liYaakov b'sarasul liYisrael, and then subsequently Yasim uktera v'yapecha v'cholam izbechacha. That's a secondary function and not a primary function. The Rambam said the Sanhedrin consists of kohanim alavim. Kimad rov Sefer Devarim, we see that idea. Lo yeh akohanim alavim shevi Yisrael chelik v'nachal amechav. Hashem and Achalosa, but the Sahedrin consists of Kohanim and Levim who pass in Shilas, and the Rambam goes on there in Shemitah to be able to say that they're not involved in Melchama, they don't have a Chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Ella, the Rambam says, Hein Chel Hashem. They're the soldiers, the army of Hashem is Barach Shenemar, Barach Hashem Chelo, and Hashem is Mezake, Ani Chelkacha and Achalosa. And the Rambam goes on, that's where the Rambam is Mechadish, not only Shevet Levi, Kol Ish Vish, Mikol Bo Yolam, whoever has a similar kind of mindset. V'holach yoshar, parak mi'al tzavro, ochesh benes harabim, harezen iskadesh kodesh kodoshim. The Rambam said that person is, in effect, imbued with sanctity. V'yashem chelko v'nachalosu lo'elam lo'mi olomim, and Hashem will be mezakehim, ba'elam azeh, dover hamaspik lo. And the Rambam then says, what does that mean? K'mo shezika la'koanim alvim. Just like koanim alvim are also zeichen, chavdal matas kahuna, that individual will also be zoche, and he quotes the pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech, Hashem enos chelki b'chaisi atatayim v'garoli. So this fascinating analogy to Kohanim and Levim that the Rambam draws over there, that's relevant to great Tamnei Chacham, or individuals who rise to these incredible spiritual heights. So the impression one has that they will not have any recourse to any ishtadlus. They will not require any ishtadlus regarding panosa. They are simply oiskim b'melech ha-shamayim, similar to Kohanim and Levim. And as a result, the Ribbono Shel Olam will provide them with whatever they require, whatever they need. So at the end, one could ask, maybe this is also a stira to the Rambam Shita, namely that a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be mekabel panosim me'achem to the Halacha Perek Gimel, Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Yud, where one should not be sustained by Kaspi Tzibra. And of course, the answer is there's no stira whatsoever. Here, the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud, I want to be medayik in his lashon. Kol ha'meisim alibo sheyasek b'torah v'lo yasek melacha v'yisparnes min hatzdaka. Rambam is very precise. He's talking about someone whose parnasa is coming from kasbei tzedakah. Kasbei tzedakah is given to aniyim, to people who are umlovin, people who are impoverished, people who are forlorn, people who are destitute, people who are suffering economic privation. Yisoyim ma'amonos, whatever it may be. So that person, says the Rambam, that he has the capacity to work. He's not chas v'sholom, someone who's an ani or an umlal, that the Rambam wrote very clearly in Mishnah and Pirkei Avos, that such people should be sustained. Of course we should be gomel chesed. Of course we should help them. Of course we should fund them. Of course we should support them. But here we're talking about someone who has the capacity to work and to be mispanis v'maisei yoda. But he decided, mi shemesim aliba sheyasek b'torah. He wants to achieve the greatest of heights. And he's going to, therefore, have no recourse except to tzedakah. Says the Rambam, that is absolutely interdicted. That's completely forbidden. That's a chil Hashem. That's bizayin HaTorah. A great Talmud Chacham to engage in that kind of activity is unacceptable. However, the Rambam Shemitah V'Yevel is not talking about kasbei tzedakah. The Rambam compares it to Kohanim and Levim. He compares it to individuals who are receiving Trumas from Isis that is given to Kohanim and Levim. That in effect, in order that the Kohanim and Levim should do the work that they have to do, they are oisik b'tzoch yitzivah be'emunah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to provide them with whatever they need, with whatever their necessities. This distinction between the two Rambams is, to me, milsa de pshita. But as Asalvesha used to say quite often, if a person thinks correctly, you'll find others on the way who agree with you. So then I went looking. I went looking to see if Achreinim support this kind of venture, and I found in the Birkei Yosef and Yerodeya Simen Reish Vav, he says this explicitly. He points out that there's a distinction between someone who is misparnes, derech tzedakah, kasbei tzibur, or a person who receives a doron, as the Rambam spoke about, Tamnei Chacham receiving Doronos, namely, we'll talk about this a bit further now. And essentially, the Rambam now, going back to the two Rambams, again, I don't see any contradiction between the Rambam Shmita B'Yovel and the Rambam over here in Talmud Torah. Here the Rambam is talking about Hamesim Alivo She'asa B'Torah. He's capable of working. He's a great Talmud Chacham. He has to be exceptionally careful not to be Mechal Hashem Shamayim. He can't take Mikaspei Tzedakah. The Rambam Shmita B'Yovel is talking about something else entirely. He's being provided by Hashem Yisbarach with incredible Siyata D'Shemaya, similar to Kohanim Leviim who are receiving Trumas Hamesis. And going back now to the Rambam and Pirsha Mishnayis and Ovos that we read yesterday, so Lichora, one could also perhaps have some difficulty over there. The Rambam there, if you recall, I'll read the language of the Rambam on page 19 of the Mar Mekomos that I sent out. You can actually see it. I'll read part of it again. When would the Torah permit the Talmud Chacham to be on the take? What does he do, the Talmud Chacham? He gives someone money, he gives a businessman money to help him invest. And that's called Matil Malai Lekish Shatamne Chacham. Mistaker Schoirosam Lenekol Schoira. That they become involved in business ventures with perhaps business people who are very clever, who have a lot of business acumen, and they're going to assist the Talmud Chacham, but he himself is going to be involved. And then the Rambam at one point used the language, but if you look in the context of the Rambam, and he's talking there about Talmid Chacham who are exempt from all types of misim, from head taxes. We cited the Gemara of Abbas yesterday that the Rambam actually quotes the Kesel Gulgolet, v'chulu, or any involvement in communal obligations, communal levies, the Talmud Chacham is not obligated, is part of all that. So the Rambam here speaks of a Talmud Chacham Kein, Inyan, Shevet, Levi. But of course, it's not exactly precisely the economy of Levi and Mamish, where they were involved purely in Avodas Hashem, and therefore they received Trumas of Isis. But the Talmud Chacham, the way the Rambam presents it here, is not simply on the receiving end, but he is in effect utilizing the resources that other people assist him for investments, for business opportunities. That's what the Rambam is talking about. So going back now, on page 26 in the Mar Mekomos, and here I would like to read the Rama in Yerodea in Resh Mem Vav Sif Aleph. The Mechaber said, "Mi she'ef shelo lilmod." Let's say someone is not in a position to learn. The she'ni yodea klal lilmod. He doesn't know how. He has no background. Unfortunately, there are people who don't have a background and who don't have a wherewithal. Omnei atirdos she'eshlo. A person is very preoccupied with many, many aspects of his life. So, what is the Mechaber say, Yaspik la'acherim halomdim. What should he do? He should support Torah institutions. He should support individuals who are involved in the study of Torah and teaching of Torah. And the Mechaber is quoting a tour in the name of the Sifrei. The Rama says right there on this Mechaber, Hago b'techoshev lo ki lomi ba'atzmo. That person who supports Torah institutions is considered as if he himself is involved in the study of Torah. And then the Rama is the well-known line, a person can make a tnai, can make a business deal, can make a contract with a chaver that he will be involved in the study of Torah, namely my chaver, and I'll provide him, I'll sustain him. And I will go ahead and share the schar and share the compensation, what's called the gon right away, indicates the makar is the sachar zvulin, kind of relationship that we're all familiar with, the Pasuk Chumash, Smach Zvulun Mitzeisecha V'Yisocha B'Yo'alecha. So Zvulun is now the business partner, and the other partner is the one involved in the study of Torah, Yisocha B'Yo'alecha, and the Gon refers to a number of Mekoros in Chazal, Shoya Zvulun Oisik B'Pamatya, Zvulun was a business person, V'Yisocha Oisik B'Atera. U'Zvulun Bo U'Machilo. Zvulun supported Yisocha in his study of Torah. The Gemara in Saita, which I have over here on page 27, the Gemara in Chaf Aleph, the famous Gemara as well, the Gemara speaks of Shimon Achi Azariah. What a name. Shimon, the brother of Azariah. So Rashi explains over there. Lo matera al yidei ochiv shoya esik bipakmatya. His brother was the business partner, was the one who was the sustainer. Kidei sheyachlog b'schus limudo shel Shimon. Shimon was the one who was learning Torah. His brother supported him. And therefore, says Rashi, L'kachu nikra Hashem Azariah Achi. What is he called? Shimon Achi Azariah. He's named literally after his brother. And Rashi goes further. V'chein Ab Yochanan, Loman Ayde Hanasi Shoyim Mefarnasos. So you see clearly that there is a concept of taking money in order to learn Torah, but the context seems to be one of a Yisachar Zvul kind of relationship. Now, if you look in page 17, that and this is also in the Rambam, back in the Rambam, in his Pirsha Mishnayis of Avos, the Rambam, I'll read his Lashon again. It's very difficult to reconcile all of these different conflicting desiderata, and there are a lot of them, no shortage of them. The Rambam there writes, we don't find people who are looking to be on the receiving end. There were no such phenomena of yeshivas going around and essentially collecting money or asking people to donate to them. The Rambam did not know of any such phenomena. Neither collectively nor individually. We have aniyim, certainly we support aniyim. There's no problem, that's for sure. And the Rambam indicates otherwise, people were mistapek. People went ahead, each one found some sort of parnasa. In berevach, in bedochak, the Rambam says, the Torah did not permit anyone to be sustained by Torah. And he calls Hillel Hazaken and Shmaya Vabtalion, and they were aniyim. So you see clearly, they didn't want to be nena me'achirim. He says, "Ki haTorah minato mizeh." The Torah does not permit us to engage in this kind of activity. But the Gemara in Saita that I just cited for you a moment ago, you have it also there in front of you. The Gemara Daf Chaf Alef, the Gemara quotes a pasuk: "Boz yavuzulo, Oma ula lo kishivan achi azaria, lo krab yochad ben nesia, lo kihilah v'shavna." And the Gemara says that Hillel v'shavna were two brothers. Hillel asik baTorah, Shavna ova biiska, and let's go ahead. Hillel did not want to engage in this kind of asik and this kind of shutfis. The Mashoda explains that the double lashon of boz yavuzulo, one refers to Eilam Hazeh and the other refers to Eilam Haba. But whatever the case is, again, it seems that Yisachar Zvulun is a completely different type of relationship, a different type of partnership. Shimon Achi Azarya, when the Rambam said that you're not allowed to be sustained by kasbei tzedakah and the like, that only is Dafka Kaspei Tzedaka, a great Talmud Chacham who's in a position to work, but decides, I don't work. Mason Libo, Sheyasek Matura. I want to be a great Talmud Chacham. I want to be Zechut to the Keset Torah, but I hope to be supported by Kaspei Tzedaka. That, according to the Rambam, is absolutely unconscionable. That's something which is absolutely unforgivable. That's interdicted. That's a Chil Hashem. That's Bizoyin HaTorah. But the Diuk is Torah Tzedaka. And that's the Lashon HaRam, she is Sparnis Minat Tzedakah. That's also what he writes in the Pirsha Mishnayis. Tzedakah and Gmilas Chasodim, of course we have such institutions, obviously. And they are destined and they are designed for people who are aniyim, people who simply don't have the wherewithal to maintain a fundamental, basic, meager kind of existence without being sustained. But this Talmud Chacham can be sustained if he goes to work. And the Rambam says that such a Talmud Chacham is not permitted to take Kaspei Tzedakah where he can be mispanished in Vaisa Yodav, that would be Chil Hashem. Then the next Rambam, and Aloch Yudalov, speaks about the Magal of working. All of us should be involved in some sort of panasa in order to be able to sustain ourselves. And then we have a third concept, Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar Zvulun is a seventh Aloha. Here we're not talking about aniyim. We're not talking about someone who's an ani, but rather it's a business contract. It's a contract which is of a Hashem Mishpah nature. Namely, I'm giving someone else money to support that individual. I'm going to receive an equal share of his Limud HaTorah, 50-50 kind of partnership. And it doesn't make a difference whether that Talmud Chacham is an Asher or an Ani. It's totally irrelevant. It's an Esek. It's an Iska Ba'alma. And that Iska Ba'alma, I'm not giving the money because it Kaspei Tzedakah. It has nothing to do with Tzedakah. I want to have a Chelek, a Schus, a Schar, in his learning. And since that learning is his, as the Gemara says in Kedushin, Avodah Zarah, Ubetarasso Yeg Yayom Valayla, first is Taras Hashem, then becomes Tarasso as a result of his Hashkah, of his great effort. And the Gemara says that Talmud Chacham, Shemacha al Kvaydai, since it's his Torah, Kvaydai Machol. So this is a Shutfis. This is a business partnership. This is a Hashem Mishpat Alocha. That there is no Chil Hashem whatsoever. And that's exactly what the Gemara says in Seitan Chafalav. Shavna wanted to be chelek b'scharo shel Hillel, and that's the pashtus of the Ramah as well. The Ramah says here, yochol adam lahasis im chavero shehu yasuk b'Torah. One person will engage in the study of Torah and will be mamsi panosa to the second. B'yachol gimo b'schar. That is a shutfis. That's not tzedakah. That's not gemilas chesed. And I think it's meduyak in the lashon of the Ramah, because as I said, the Rambam does not quote this din in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Why not? And the answer is poshut, because it has nothing to do with Talmud Torah. It's a halacha in Hilchas Mekach Hamemka. It's a din in Chashem Mishpat. It's a shutfis halacha. It's something which is nitan to a partnership, and then it falls under the general category of shutfin. Two partners decide to go into an agreement, and all the halachas that emanate from that partnership, that's something which, according to the Rambam, would be eminently acceptable. So the diuk we're making, which I think is a correct diuk, that what is not permissible is a great Talmud Chacham who can put himself in a position where he can work minimalistically and support himself, but he decides, no, I want to become, in effect, sustained by Kaspei Tzedakah. That is absolutely unforgivable, unforgettable, absolutely interdicted, completely also according to the Rambam, Chilul Hashem, Bizoyin HaTorah, but a Yisach HaZvul relationship, which the Rambam articulates in Yerodea, that according to the Rambam would be sustainable. B'haraya, the Igeres of the Rambam. If you recall, we read the letter of the Rambam last week. The Rambam was sustained by his brother, till his brother, tragically and unfortunately, in a terrible accident that occurred where a ship capsized, and the Rambam's brother was Nifter, together with a lot of the rechush that he owned, and a lot of that which he shared with his brother, with the Rambam, with the Nesher HaGadol, that the Rambam clearly contended would be a business relationship, a business partnership. So Hayotzi called Vareinu, just to sum up, that there are no steerers in the Rambam. Can't be a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam is describing and more or less discussing different facets. There's the Yisach HaZvulun relationship, which is acceptable. Not only acceptable, it's something which is desirable. Those who are able to be zochah to such a relationship, tov aleihem bracha. Number two, someone who's capable of working, but decides he wants to be zochah to the highest levels of Torah, hamesim aliba sheyasek b'teilah, that the Rambam calls the chilul Hashem, that the Rambam calls the bizayin ha-teilah. And then for rov of klal Yisrael, clearly the position of the Rambam is that one should strive to find some sort of panasa, and one should be mispanis in ma'aseh yada. That's a ma'ila gedela. That's a midas chasidim harishayim. Va'akol miyusha lefi ani yuzdaiti. Va'akol oyla yofe. And the Rambam, the be'ez Hashem is barach halavai, that all of us should fulfill that which we have to fulfill, whether we have a Yisach HaZul relationship, whether we are individuals who are mispanis, v'ma'aseh yadayim shalonu. But of course, we're kovei to mala Torah. It should be maximum keva of Torah, and minimum panosa, if that's possible. And of course, it's very difficult to achieve that. And finally, if someone is a great Talmud Chacham for the Gedolei HaDor, and the individual of that nature has to be careful not to be mispronounced because it's Tzedakah. But in the Shemitah V'Yovel mode, there the Rambam is talking about someone who achieved incredible heights of Ruchnius, and undoubtedly, and we see that actually, literally, B'mo Einenu Ad Hayom Hazeh, Yechidei Sgula, who was Zeicha, that the Ribbono Shel Olam zaka them, that they became, as it were, part of his Nachala, part of the Nachala of Hashem Yisbarach, similar to Kohanim Leviim. And of course, if one is at that Madrega, then the Ribbono Shel Olam will be Mezakeh him, as the Rambam calls the Pasuk in Tehillim with David HaMelech, that Hashem Menas Chelki, Ata Toimich Garoli. Halabai, all of us should be Zeicha to whichever compartment we belong in, and try our best to obviously maximize the study of Torah, and thereby, primarily through Yegiya, as I mentioned earlier, through Yegiya, every single Jew can be zeichah to the Keset Torah, irrespective of Kishreinus. Kishreinus are not a factor. The Stipler, Zeichat Tzadik Dibracha, has, of course, in his very beautiful Sefer Chayyolam, a famous story that he quotes over there. That's an absolutely gorgeous Sefer. It's kedai even to learn it tonight if you have a chance, but if not tonight, tomorrow. So I'll give you one day to learn the Sefer. It's a gorgeous, absolutely beautiful Sefer. And his son, the Sar HaTorah, HaGoyin of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, also wrote another beautiful Sefer, another beautiful Musa Sefer. The truth of the matter is that the Sefer I like the most among these Svarim, this genre, is written by a great Sfada Shagodl, Rabbi Tzion Abishol, also wrote a gorgeous, gorgeous Sefer, very beautifully articulated in the derech of how one becomes a Ben Torah. I'm still in the very beginning trying to figure it out, but hopefully eventually I will get there and somehow find a way to achieve that level of becoming a Ben Torah. All of us can become Ben Torah. The key is, as the Rambam says, the form Tzaira Agra. The only time the Rambam mentions such a notion, Haschad Ofi Atzar, is in the context of Talmud Torah, and not in the context of Shar Mitzvahs.